Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah here is going to continue talking about onions, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah. They're going to give another case that has to do with onions. It's going to talk about Imahot Shel Betzalim. Imahot Shel Betzalim are the mother onions. What does that mean? They would take onions and they would leave them in the ground for such an extended time period, way past the point where they were ripe and edible for eating, where they would grow some sort of seed in them, and they would be used to plant more onions. At that point, they were barely edible. They were edible, but only in a case of an emergency. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. It's going to say, Ha'imahot shel betzalim hayavot bepe'ah. These imahot shel betzalim, these mother onions, which are not really edible, they're really mainly used for seeds, according to Hachamim over here, they are hayavot bepe'ah. You're obligated to leave pe'ah eventually, when those mother onions are taken out of the ground. Rabbi Yose poter. Rabbi Yose says, no, you don't have to give pe'ah for that item. And Hachamim's logic, why they say you have to give pe'ah for the mother onions, is because at the end of the day, you're right, these things aren't edible. And you may think that, if they're not edible, I'm not obligated to give pe'ah for them. The answer is you're still obligated, according to Hachamim, because the species of onions are edible. You eat onions, generally. So therefore, since I eat onions, these onions happen to just become unedible because I left them in the ground too long. But still, the entire species of onions are edible. Therefore, I have to give pe'ah for these items. Because you may remember, in one of the earlier Mishnayot that we had, in the first perek, Mishnah Dalet, we said one of the qualifications, five qualifications that something needs to have in order to be obligated in pe'ah, one of them was ochel. We said it has to be food. Food as opposed to something that is like a dye, something that's not really a food, something its main purpose is something else and is only edible al yedei hadahak, only edible in a case of emergency. So we said over there, that's not obligated in pe'ah. Over here, Hachamim say that this is obligated in pe'ah even though it's only edible in emergency situations. Because the fact is, onions fully are edible, and just like we said earlier, this onion happens to be too ripe, therefore it's unedible, but since onions in general are edible, you have to give pe'ah for this one over here. And Rabbi Yose says, no, you don't have to give. You don't have to give. End of the day, he'll tell you, I don't care that all onions are edible. Is this onion in front of you edible? No, no. Therefore, Rabbi Yose says, you're patur. You do not have to give pe'ah from that type of onion. The Mishnah continues, Malbenot ha-betzalim sheben hayarak. If somebody planted squares of onions between patches of vegetables, so you have onion, vegetable in one strip, and that's a situation. Rabbi Yose omer, pe'ah mikol ehad ve'ehad. Rabbi Yose says, you have to give pe'ah from every single patch of onions individually. You can't just say, I'm going to give from one square of onions for the entire field. I'm going to give pe'ah from one little square, and it's going to take care of everything. You can't do that. Why? Because it was so uncommon to plant onions in that manner, where they would have a break continuously after every single square, that it's as if you're planting every square as its own individual field. That's the way that it was done. So therefore, he would say that you have to give pe'ah from every single onion patch individually. Hachamim would say, no, you can give pe'ah from one square to the rest of the onion squares throughout the entire field. Why? Because they would say, you're right, you have yerek, you have vegetables in between the patches of onions, correct, but those vegetables are not machnisol lakiyum. They cannot be stored in the storehouse. And that's why I don't give pe'ah on them. One of the five qualifications is it has to be able to be stored. I don't store the vegetables. Therefore, they're considered to be so insignificant connected to the onions that it's like they're not even there. And all of the onions throughout the entire strip are considered to be one field with just a little bit of a space in between them because we don't even count the vegetables. And technically, if we had something else that was not yerek, something that I would give pe'ah on, probably according to this, to Hachamim, I would have to give pe'ah on each patch individually. But here, since it's only vegetables which are insignificant because I can't store them, so I don't give pe'ah on them, I count one square of onions, and I get pe'ah there for the entire field.